when Yaakov wakes up from his dream, the amazing dream on the mountain with the ladder and the angels going up to the sky, he wakes up in the morning and says, "Ein zeh kim beit Elokim v'zeh shar ha-shamayim." Wow, I didn't realize, but this is the house of God, and it's the gate to heaven. And the question, which should be obvious, but I never thought of until I saw it just a few moments ago, is what does that mean? It's a bayit and a shar. The two of them are not the same thing. A house is a destination. A gate is something completely different. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu declares, "I'm here, I've reached my destination"? And what is it? I've realized that I'm in a place that is both a house and a gate. They're inconsistent. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein gives a beautiful answer, quoted by Rabbi Rasner. He says the following. He says that in life, there are two types of places. There are final destinations. I've arrived. It's the end of my day. I've come home. When I come home, I'm there. And then there's also stuff that's not final destinations. It's along my journey, I stop. I have to go get milk. I stop to get milk on the way home from work. I grab mincha maybe along the way during my day. These are places that are not my final destination, but they're simply places along the way in order to get me to my final destination. Ein zeh kim beit Elokim v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. What is Yaakov Avinu saying? He's saying that the Beis HaMikdash in its spirituality represents two things for us. On the one hand, it's a bayit. It's a final destination. It is our home and it is the place that is supposed to create our spiritual center, give us our spiritual sustenance. That is an amazing bracha. But on the other hand, it's not only a final destination. It is also a shar. It's a gate. It is a place that helps us transition from one step to another, to another, to another. Rabbi Rasner points out that in our religiosity, in our spirituality, we have to remember that there are parts of it, yeah, they're by it, they're a destination, but just learning has to bring me to something. Torah and tefillah and avodah and chesed and all of those things, they have to make me into a better person, into a refined person. And therefore, a lot of what I do is not necessarily from the perspective of being a final destination, but my commitment to Torah, what does it do? It is the stepping stone to make me into the best possible person that I can be. In a certain sense, in effect, what is it? It becomes our shar. It becomes the gate that gets us to the next place. Have a great day.